All right. It's 9:20, and Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me on the phone. Thanks, Kenny, for being here this morning.
Happy to be here on what's looking like a pretty wet start to the weekend.
I guess so. It's hard to believe right now because it's been gorgeous. Although I will say, you know, no matter what the forecast says for, or even says what's happening in Two Harbors, this is the time of year when we wake up and it says, oh, going to be a high of 55 in Two Harbors, and it's already 50. And then we go outside and it's 38 because we're by the lake and there's a northeast wind. So there's been a lot of 38 to 40 degree temperatures, but it has been gorgeous with like super blue water and, you know, a pretty sharp Wisconsin shoreline. So the air must be really dry. And yeah, no complaints this week.
Yeah, it was a fantastic week over much of the state. We had a lot of, especially the middle and kind of late middle part of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oof, duh, nice.
Yeah, windy. Windy, for sure, as you said earlier.
Very windy.
Yep.
Yeah. This is one of the windier Aprils. I mean, April is one of our windiest months, if not our windiest month, depending on where you look. But this one's coming out above normal. Of course, we talked about this last year. We have a hard time. We have a hard time doing historical comparisons with wind because some of the sensor changes, the changing in sensor heights, especially at the airports, which have our longest records, that makes knowing exactly what the wind was doing historically a little difficult. Mm. Some of the new sensors are literally more sensitive to the wind, so they do detect higher gusts. So at a time when people are telling us from their experiences just being outside that they think it's windy, it makes it a little difficult. You know, they think it's windier than they're used to it being, or windier than normal. It does make it difficult to validate that, but we can say it's been, you know, we've had a lot of gusty days, a lot of gusty conditions, a lot of white caps.
Yeah.
I'm sure on the big lake, definitely on, you know, smaller inland lakes here, and some really nice weather, some clear skies, but that you're right about the low humidity. You know, there were fire concerns all throughout different parts of Minnesota during the week because it got sunny and windy and dry. I was in southern Minnesota, actually saw a wildfire yesterday. We were out working in the field, putting in weather monitoring equipment, and down in southern Minnesota, you know, kind of southern fifth of the state. It looked at first like a controlled burn, but then we could see that we could see it was a little bit out of control, and then we did see the fire response trying to come and put it out. But it was, mostly, you know, a nice week, and dry spring weather does often lead to fire conditions because even though, I don't know, do you have leaves budding all over the place now? Because we're about a third to halfway into green up here down in the Twin Cities. So I assume some of your hardwoods are at least budding at this
point. I think they are budding, barely. I mean, we live so close, within a block of the lake, so we're probably the last to know. I know that it's been unusually green for sure. I probably just because of the rain instead of melting snow happening all month, but and there are, I'd say there are buds. I would have to go farther from the lake to see how advanced it is.
We're looking like a lush spring over most of Minnesota because it has been, unless you're in north central Minnesota, which actually they're going to probably get some of theirs this weekend. But, you know, parts of northwestern and north central Minnesota have not gotten nearly as much precipitation as the rest of us. But the rest of us are basically on track, near normal, above normal. We've had a lot of sunshine. We had that warm start. I imagine that by the time we're halfway into May, it's going to just be, it's going to be a very lush landscape across the state.
So you see this as a, like it's an active pattern. We're going to keep seeing precip.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, but it's also, we've kind of put enough money in the bank for now. There's pretty good watering over, I mean, we're going to get, just to kind of give away the ending here, a lot of Minnesota will get another half inch to an inch of precipitation this weekend. Some areas I can't say exactly where. It looks like it'll favor areas maybe to my south, so farther south in Minnesota, and then also to your west. There's signs that maybe 1 to 2 inches of precipitation would be possible in some of these areas, and, mm-hmm. and maybe even in the Arrowhead and along the shore. It's going to be we're going to have waves of precipitation this weekend. So I think that, in addition to what we've had, there's kind of money in the bank now. We're not drought proof, or we're not even out of the long-term drought in many areas, not even close in many areas. But on the short term, which is what, grasses and leaves are going to respond to that short-term precipitation, we're doing all right, putting some money in the bank, so to speak. So I think that, the first month of spring, anyway, once we get into green up, we'll probably be with, a vegetation that has abundant water to work with. What happens after that, if we get into another dry spell, which is totally possible, that'll obviously change things. But for now, anyway, I think given the cool conditions, given the abundant sunshine, given the abundant moisture, at least in your listening area and in really the southeastern two-thirds of Minnesota, I think it's going to be a good green spring.
Okay, and that will help at least with the wildfire danger at this particular time too, I'm sure. And Kenny, you're telling us essentially good news that's essentially boring news, stable news, and I can hear in the tone of your voice that it's just really not that exciting. So do you have anything anything more exciting to tell us about?
Yeah, well, so the severe convective weather season is really underway now, just to our south. Iowa's going to have big, strong, potentially damaging thunderstorms today. And, I think before we knew more about the weather, even 20 years ago, it seemed like you were in danger if a area to your south was getting heavy thunderstorms, because we didn't really necessarily know exactly what's going to happen. And it was easy to blow a forecast and then you'd have severe thunderstorms creep into Minnesota or maybe even plow through the state. Mm-hmm. We now know enough. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there could be some strong thunderstorms over southern Minnesota. We won't get truly severe thunderstorms anywhere in, central or northern Minnesota this weekend. But the really strong storms that are going to be in Iowa and Wisconsin and Missouri, and they're going to be there all weekend long, those are going to push northward into Minnesota and kind of weaken into just general thunderstorms and steady rain showers.
Hmm.
And that's going to be what kind of fuels this mostly wet weekend. So no, not necessarily exciting. It's raining steadily. But you don't have to look far away, and we are in an active pattern. There are some signs that we continue getting, precipitating weather systems every 4 days or so for the next week and a half. Yeah, the models are a little split. It could be that some of these systems go south and some go north, but it looks like the region will stay in an active pattern for the next 10 days at least.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's great, and I don't mind that we don't have anything too horrible to talk about. It's best for the climate, even if it's not quite as fun here on the air. But we only have a minute left. I was going to ask you about, spring is the fight between summer and winter, and obviously summer's winning out. Are we also looking from above for fighting between El Nino and La Nina? Or I know that probably isn't a question you can answer in less than a minute.
Well, I'll give it a shot. A couple things. One is there are signs that winter will try. We'll see. We'll have to look at what happens next week. We might know by the time we talk. There are some signs that winter is going to try and give one last shot.
Okay.
Too. It would be pretty weak, but early May, it's not unusual to have some snow falling in Minnesota in early May. And there's some signs that one of the systems next week will actually wrap in some cold air and you might get some snow in northern Minnesota. We shall see.
We shall see.
The battle between La Nina and El Nino, it's interesting. It's more like a gradual handoff, and they're both really laggy. very Minnesota-like. They just stick around even way after you thought they were gone. So we're going to have signs of El Nino in our weather probably into the summer, even though La Nina will have started taking over the ocean. It's just such a big system that it takes a long time for changes in the ocean to actually work through the atmosphere. And so we might not actually see noticeable La Nina-like conditions until we get into fall or even early winter next year.
Okay. Thanks so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye. That was Senior Climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, Kenny Blumenfeld.